Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making the call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the fourth day of Teves here in the United States, and already Yom Chamishi, the fifth day of the month of Teves in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ran Gvili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial in Israel without delay. Amongst all Cholei Yisrael, including those injured in the terrible shooting massacre last week in Australia, please kindly keep in mind Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, may he and all of those in need have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Stephen Gottlieb of the Kor HaBracha Center City Synagogue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Gottlieb's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Gottlieb will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gottlieb.
Thank you very much for the warm introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I apologize in advance if it's a little bit hard to understand me. I was unfortunately under the weather for the past several days, so my throat is a little bit hoarse. But as I was thinking about Divrei Torah, I was actually struck by the idea of coming together for Tehillim in general. And in fact, if we look at the OU website, ou.org/Tehillim, at what listeners have said about this very meeting that's been going on now for so many days, there's actually some remarkable, inspiring insights that are there. I'll just read from some of the quotes. Reading Tehillim has brought so much comfort and strength into my life during difficult times. The words of the Psalms are timeless and have a way of speaking to the soul in a way that is deeply moving and uplifting. Another one says, Tehillim has been an integral part of my spiritual journey. The words of the Psalms speak to their deepest parts of my soul and have brought me closer to God in a way I never thought. Another one says, I have found great solace in reading Tehillim through difficult times. The words of the Psalms have a way of lifting my strength to be hope when I need it most. A lot of these are the same general idea, but I think that is the point, actually. If we go through those, and many of us on this call who have been here day in and day out understand, this is the almost universal understanding of what we're getting from this. It is giving us comfort and strength during these times, but we're not just doing it alone. It's not just that the OU says at 1 p.m. every day, everyone reads this Tehillim independently. We're on this line together, experiencing each other's presence, even if not hearing each other, even if not being directly in the room. We understand we are part of a greater Klal Yisrael. We all have these emotions. We are all going through this. And each and every one of us has something to do here and has a part to play with each other. And when I personally think about my connections with Tehillim, particularly with Tehillim that we read, I actually often think of one particular line, the line in Tehillim 121, Kaf Kaf Aleph, where David HaMelech writes that Hashem Tzilchad al Yad Yiminecha, that Hashem is like the shadow of your right hand. And I always think back, one of the first times that I really thought of what that meant was when I was learning through the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, the Kabbalistic understanding of this. That just as a shadow follows the movement of the thing it is the shadow of, So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem connects and follows us and our movement in his own movement in uniting the upper world. It's a Kabbalistic idea, but it was a powerful idea. This idea brought down to earth a little bit by the Baal Shem Tov, as quoted by the Pinchas Levi in the Sefer Pinchas Levi on Parshas Naso. To the Klal Hu Kach, this is a main principle. Meaning Baal Shem Tov Haya Mokiach Tamid as Olam Bedeh Pasuk. The Baal Shem Tov would always relate to the world in regards to this Pasuk. Hashem Tziocha. Hashem is like the shadow of our right hand. Dehainu Kemosha Hatzel Ote Ma'adam Ote. That shadows you as the person does. Kacha Bore Baruch Hu Sotu Hashem Vazviki Viachot. As if Ote Ma'adam Ote. As if he does what people do. V'lochein Tzar Ha'adam Latus Mitzvot V'litein Tzedako L'rachem Anim. When we do mitzvot, when we give tzedakah, they shiyase habore baruch hu gam kein imo tovo, so too does Hashem bring more good into the world. When we are doing good things, Hashem also does good things. But deeper down, the more basic idea of what it means to relate Hashem to al tziyuchal hayadi minecha, like David HaMelech does, is that fundamentally, what we do, Hashem does with us. When we do good, Hashem does good. But also, when we fall down, Hashem is there with us to pick us back up. Just as a shadow is never far from us, we can look to the floor, to the wall, and see our shadow moving along with us. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always moving alongside us. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here, experience what we experience as we experience it, and there to help us to move forward in the best of ways. And when we read Tehillim every day, we're reminded of this fact, and it empowers us that no matter how dark the world may be, no matter what is going on, the Jewish people can come together, empower ourselves, and go out of these calls stronger than ever, more inspired to do mitzvot, and through that to bring more light into the world in every way. On that note, we'll read some Tehillim together. Starting with Tehillim Chas, Psalm 20. Lam Natseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yifegev, Kashin Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezra Kami Kodesh Mitzion Yitadecha, Yizko Min Chosecha Bo'aska Yidash Netzela, Yitin Lecha Kilvavecha V'kho Atzavka Yimalei, Nirana Nabi Shuasecha Oshem, Eloheinu Nigdol Yimalei Adonai, Kol Mishal Osecha, Atayadati ki oshiadanai mitiho yanehu nishme kodsho nidvuros yase yaminaho. E liberese velubasusim vanaknushem adonai oenu nazir. Emakarau vanaplu anaknu kamnu netnis ordad adonai oshiadanai yanehu beyom karehenu. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Psalm 121. Shir Hamalom. Esa eme ahari me ainevo ezri. Ezri me madunahai. Ose shamayim vaaret. Al yitain lamut raglecha. Menum shomrecha. Hine loinu vahishan. Shomer Yisrael. Adunai shomrecha. Adonai tziocha al yadi minecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, zereach balayla. Adonai yishmar kamara, yishmar kara yishmar snashecha, Adonai yishmar tzeitz kavuecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Yom Kuf Lamed, 131. Bir ha-ma'alohom, mimam ha-kin karasticha Adonai. Adonai, Shema v'kolihi, Kedaz nekaka juvot, v'kol tachnunai, Im avono tishmar hiyah, Adonai mi amod, Im chatalicha, leman tivarei, Kivit Adonai kivta nahashi, livro chalti, Nafshi ladunai mishomrim laboker, shomerim laboker, Yachel Yitro Adonai, Kimanaya Chesed, Varabemo Pedus, Vuyif Des Israel, Niko Avonosav. Achenu, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanatunim Mitzarav, Shivyahu Umdim Bein Bayam, Bein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachem Alem, Yotem Mitzara Ulevaka, Meafel Ora Mishivu, Nulula Hasha Begalzman Kariv, Venomar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say, Amen. Misha Berach, Ohio, Sahal, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Force. Misha Berach, Avusenu, Avram Yitzhak, V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech, Et Haile, Tzvah, Haganah, L'Israel, V'Anshei, Koko, Tzibitachon, Omdim al Mishmar Artenu, Va'are Elhenu, Migvul Halvanon, Ad Mibar Mitzrayim, Umin Hayam Hagadol Ad Lavo Harava, V'Kol Makom Shehem Be'Yabasha Be'Avir V'Yam. Yitein Adonai Et Oyevenu Ha'Kamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Ve'Yatzil Es Chayalenu Mikol Tzara V'Tzucha, Mikol Nega O'Machala, Lishlach Barakha V'Atzlacha V'Kol Ma'aseh Yireihem. Yidaber Soneinu Tachtehem V'Atrim B'Keter Yeshua U'Va'Ateret Nisachon. Yikuyam Behem HaKasuv, Ki Adonai Eloheichem Holechim Achem V'Hilachem Lachem. Amen. And finally, the Misha Berach, Lecholim, the prayer for the sick. Misha Berach, Avosenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, V'Yorpe, Etzacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Ha'chalimo V'vulatom V'zam V'chayotam Yishlach Lo Mehera Refuah Shleim Amin HaShemayim V'rav Nesuch Shara Chole Yisrael Refuah Nefesh V'vulat Haguf Hashem V'gaz Man Kariv Ben Amar Amen. May we all go
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goblin. It's great to have you on. We certainly look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all her help always behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. To all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.